The chandelier is the first thing visitors see when they enter the Galois. It's positioned perfectly between two pillars on the second floor and radiates its newly restored LED lights throughout. Four electricians labored for over 9 hours to carefully unwrap each piece of crystal. Then, meticulously, they used needle-nose pliers to construct what would become the theater's new centerpiece. Jeff Steele, executive director of the theater, says he and many other staffers stayed late into the night to see the installation of the chandelier be completed.
And when it went on for the first time, it was breathtaking. I mean, it was just like, wow, it's back to life. And the space is a different type of alive. It was really a significant day for the theater.
But the real story here is the chandelier's past. The enormous chandelier was first installed in the Boyd Opera House and Theater in Omaha, Nebraska in 1881, just 16 years after the Civil War, when much of the land west of the Mississippi was still untamed. It was one of five gaslight chandeliers. When the Opera House burned down in 1891, only three of the chandeliers survived the fire. The Boyd Theater was quickly rebuilt, but stopped operating in the 1920s. Which is around the same time the Galois Theater first opened, showing movie premieres like Gone with the Wind and vaudeville shows. And it's in the 1920s that the chandelier's journey becomes partly a mystery. Historians do know that it spent many years in an entertainer's residence in Beverly Hills, California, but it was eventually taken down and stored in pieces in a warehouse until November of last year. Jeff Steele says Wayne and Susan Rader donated the chandelier after visiting the Galois Theater, which is a nonprofit organization.
It's really your theater. It's the community's theater. So these types of pieces, being a component that's been added by a member of our community, that's really just the latest in a long line of passionate contributions that allows us to do this. But
Steele said the donor, Wayne Rader, has an affinity for historic light fixtures and owns many more pieces, but knew this specific piece was a good fit for the Galois. He made a deal with Steele, saying that if they curated it, the Galois could install it in the space, and that if it were ever to be taken down, it would return to Rader's estate. Steele told him he never plans to take it down, something he says Rader seems very pleased with and proud of. For Steele, the chandelier's past is a proud link to some of the earliest roots of American theater.
We love what it does for the space, but we also just love the idea that it's a piece of history. It's a piece of theatrical history that was created to light the way for theater goers so many years ago, and that it's now not in storage. It's back to life, and it's in a theater again, and it's lighting the way for new generations. It's exciting.
For KSMU's Sense of Place, I'm Megan Burke.